You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
Good morning, everyone. We just had some great claims in the studios just before the mics went on, moments before.
Oh, you can't hold people accountable for what they say off the microphone.
Thank
Rufo.
You, Steve, and I
watch
agree.
Me. Oh, no. Ari literally just before the mics went on said, oh, I'm better than Usain Bolt. And Stephen said it, what? And your answer were...
Well, I was like, surely he's not running, because he's quite quick.
He is very fast.
But Ari is in peak running form at the moment.
Oh, thanks.
And he isn't... I don't even know if he's training anymore, is he?
Is he still an Olympian?
No.
He's retired.
He's retired from competitive running.
But so he might be just snacking on, you know, Doritos.
Well, he had post-running career, he had a soccer career for a bit.
Did he?
About 5 minutes.
Yeah, okay.
Well, he played for the Central Coast Mariners for a little bit.
That's right.
Wait, what?
Yeah. In the A-League.
What did I miss? Where have I been?
And then he was asking for like $2 million a year or something. And basically the A-League were like, you're in the wrong place, mate. No one's getting paid that year. Like, are you kidding?
Down in Gosford.
So then I think he tried overseas and went like Europe and stuff like that. But yeah, he played for the Central Coast Mariners for a hot minute.
God, the more you know, I'm learning so much this morning. This is great.
It is a fun game though to say, you know, just if you had to pick something you'd be better at him than in the world, what would it be? Because everyone's probably got a skill that they are better than him at.
Sure. Baking a cake is what I said, I'm pretty sure.
That's a good guess, but it's still like a risky territory. You never know, he might love baking on his downtime or whatever.
Might be the next MasterChef, we don't know.
Stephen, do you reckon if you're like, oh, it's $1 million on the line, you just have to figure out something you're better at him than?
Is English his first language?
I'm thinking maybe
like a spelling bee or something like that.
Yeah, you might be with a shock.
I'm just born with an advantage. Life's not fair, you know?
While
he's been born with an advantage in running,
yeah.
I've been born with an advantage in
of
the fact that
knowing
your
own language.
Yeah, I know the language I've been grown up speaking a little bit better.
There's a win that you could do that.
What are you thinking?
Identifying Persian rugs.
Yeah, I reckon you probably have.
Yeah,
$1 million on the line, I'd feel reasonably confident, but you're never 100%, because sometimes people just have a wide range of interests. Could love spelling.
And the other thing as well, the other thing we're up against is he's got nothing but time.
That is true.
He's retired now. Yeah. You know?
If the competition's in 2 months, you know, then he does have time to prepare. Whereas if it's like in 5 minutes' time, you go out in the hallway, it's happening now.
Yeah.
You might win that English spelling bee.
What an interesting hypothetical Wednesday morning.
Well, this is the type of thing you get on this show. You never know what's going to happen. Always be ready.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Almost didn't make it into work today, guys.
What happened?
What's going on?
Essentially locked myself in my car.
Wait, how do you lock yourself in your car?
When I pulled up to the Sandgate bunker here, I parked in an unfortunate position where the direction I had to open my door was directly against the direction of the wind.
Oh.
It was blowing a gale. Two hands trying to push the door open.
Oh, you drama queen.
You know?
Like, isn't he what?
Quickly trying to grab my bag with one hand. Bang, it slammed shut again.
That was a two-hand job.
Unbelievable.
Well, that's famously what they say, but, you know.
Well, you know.
Do they now?
Thank God, through the adversity, I've made it into the studio today, because it was fairly blowy this morning. Yeah.
To be fair, it's like it's a twister out there, like a tornado. It's insane. It's just been really windy all night.
Yeah, so you guys laughed at me. It's serious out there.
It is. Couldn't sleep.
When it is blowy, like you said, sometimes, as you said, Stephen, it is a two-hand job. That's what I find generally in life.
Usually.
So be careful out there in the wind. Sailboat people, be extra careful.
Just don't go in the water today, guys. Please don't.
Yeah, imagine you get done with the old, like, the maritime police are out there with their speed gun. You got a sailboat, you get clocked over.
You're, as a sailboat, you were going faster than the recommended knottage. That's a sailing term.
Nautical miles. There we go. We know boats.
Port, starboard. Give it up. This is unbelievable. What a morning.
For live and local news, there's only one. From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Morning. Good, thank you.
First issue of the day. Oh. What do you think you could beat Usain Bolt at? Oh. We were talking about it in studio this morning. Ari thinks she'd be better at Usain Bolt at baking. I think probably a spelling bee. You said, Crevo, picking out Persian rugs.
Identifying Persian rugs.
What do you think you could beat Usain Bolt at?
Wow, put on the spot as well. That
running?
Was certainly pretty. Oh, definitely not running.
Okay,
that's
yep.
not happening. Oh, not any type of physical activity. I think I'm a little bit too like small and weak for that.
Oh,
maybe
petite.
Petite.
Because your other job's at the smelly cheese shop. Maybe something around cheese.
Yes, identifying cheeses.
There we go. There we go.
Usain Bolt quaking in his boots.
Yeah. Oh, is it a Camembert? Is it a Brie? I don't know.
Now to the real news, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
Serious story to start your hump day. Man facing charges in court after a man has died following assault in Raymond Terrace yesterday.
Yeah, so these are some updates that we actually just got in because he will appear in court today. There was an assault in Raymond Terrace on Tuesday where emergency services were called to the scene. Reports of a man found with serious head injuries. Unfortunately, he died at the scene.
Terrible news. Yeah,
so, yeah, that's following an alleged altercation and then assault of that man. And, yeah, now he's been charged with murder and he'll appear in court today.
I guess such a fresh story. Mm. We'll get more details in the coming days, I guess. Mm. It's all kind of still coming to light as we speak.
First, yes, bit of court today, so then there'll be more details at some point later today.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll have some more details as the morning goes on and then later today as well.
Obviously, our hearts go out to the family of the man who's passed away, though, and, you know, all his friends and, oh, what a terrible thing to have to go through. And what a terrible story.
Yeah. Mm. All right, let's get into a good news story, actually, Jackie. Maitland Showground, this is exciting. Getting some funding, I see.
Yes, so very exciting. Maitland Showground, as we know, used to host Groove in the Moo, host heaps of events, shows, Maitland Show each year. Mm-hmm. They've received $84,000 in funding.
Is that all?
That doesn't seem like it.
No,
what are they putting a bit of gravel in the car park, is it? Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, so they're hoping to get more funding. So this is from like a bigger funding pool where they're hoping that they'll get some more in the future because there's obviously it's an old showground. There's a lot that needs to be fixed.
Ooh.
Yes.
Actually, my question is, are they going to do something about the grandstand where the running track thing is, like where the greyhounds and stuff go? Because that thing is ancient. Like, it hasn't been upgraded since, like, the 1800s.
Yes, so one of their upgrades is actually the grandstand. So,
yay! Yeah, finally!
Updating the grandstand, they're putting more lighting in the car parks and around the field, and then also drainage, which, if you've been to Groove in the Moo, it gets a bit sloppy in there.
You need drainage. Very good.
Knock it down.
Start again, Stephen says. Getting too old.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
For this next story, we move to Chechnya, which is part of the Russian Federation, I guess.
Right, okay.
Anyway, what they're doing there, bit of a strange rule, they are banning all music that is either too slow or too fast for what they call the Chechenian sensibility.
So
what? I don't get that.
They're chasing the Goldilocks of music.
Yeah, so they're
not too fast, not too slow, just right.
Essentially what they're trying to do is get rid of, like, techno and stuff.
Oh, okay. Let's rock the brains of the youth.
That's the sort of vibe.
I can hear the boomers now.
Clubbing and stuff, like the EDM vibes.
Yeah, they don't want any of that. And a lot of modern music, like right in this moment as well, is quite fast. Mm. Like there's some genres which are averaging 110 beats per minute, 110. So they're, like, trying to get rid of that, I think, basically.
Okay.
So they're saying that anything that is either, it can't be below 80 beats per minute.
Right, okay.
Or above 110.
Wow, okay.
Interesting.
So
I find it fascinating that they've got a lower end of this as well.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. What, they don't want them to be too melancholy and just kind of
Because they just think it's boring. Yeah. Whoever's in charge is probably going, ah, oh, screw that.
All right, so I've got some examples of songs that are both too slow and too fast and will now be cut.
Excellent.
Right, okay.
So illegal to play in Chechnya.
Right, okay, I'm excited.
Okay, so here's the first one, and this one's a bit of an unexpected one. Justin Timberlake, Mirrors.
No. There was a point in time, this is my favourite song.
Oh,
well,
banger.
If you go to Chechnya, you can no longer listen legally.
So this is classed as too slow.
Too slow. Out.
No, that's not too slow.
Well, you tell that to the Chechenian government.
I will.
Or Russian government as well at a larger level. Friends with Putin? Not me.
Okay.
Another example of too slow. And you know what? Maybe this is good news. Up to you. Adele's Hello, one beat per minute too slow, 79, out.
Oh, that's Adele's fault. What's she doing writing the song 79 beats per minute?
I'm pretty sure most of Adele's songs would be like that. So well, she's just cancelled completely in Russia.
Adele not doing too well, if you will. Some that are too fast, right? This one, Taylor Swift, Cruel Summer.
Agreed.
Chippy is absolutely... It's distraught. Like, right
I'm crossing Chechnya off my travel list. This can't be true. Or how about this? Britney's Toxic.
They can't be getting this. Like, that's too quick.
That's a classic.
143 power. Beats per minute.
Really?
Out. Feel that quick, does it?
Yeah, I guess it's just the way it is. Another one. This one will upset grunge fans. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Too quick.
Too quick. Comes in at 117. Just over the limit, 110.
Wow.
Yeah.
When I heard that initial range between 80 and 110, in my mind, I was like, oh, plenty of wriggle room here. Nah. But there's really not, is there?
Nah.
They've really pigeonholed themselves.
Yeah, a lot in and out. Good news for you, though, Stephen. At 92.
In the sweet spot.
Drop It Like It's Hot. Is not in any danger of being banned in Chechnya.
Chechnya, I'm coming next year. The home of Snoop.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So I've definitely become way too comfortable living at home in Cameron Park now.
Because you live with your mum and dad at the moment.
Yeah, I do, yeah, and it's going great. But yeah, like I say, I've become too comfortable. Yesterday I came home. Dad was like covered in like all this like powder and paint and all this type of stuff. He's like, because he's redoing their shower. We have two bathrooms.
Oh, right? Okay, yeah. Renovation situation.
Yeah, renovations, very much so. And he's like, oh, Ari, for the next 2-3 days, we've got to use your shower. We've got to use your bathroom.
I always got to wait for the water sealer to set and all that kind of stuff.
It's currently out of action. So I'm just like, oh, I kind of cringed and kind of caved in and I'm just like, no, please don't use my bathroom. It's mine. You can't have it. So, yeah, so I become way too comfortable, way too possessive of my part of the house, my wing of the mansion. So, yeah, so I'm very, very upset.
Also, who's paying for it again?
Mummy.
Yeah.
But don't touch my shower, it's mine.
You got your poor parents outside under the garden hose.
Yes.
When it's 19 degrees out.
Yep, put the sprinklers on, get some soap, get outside.
You're in your comfortable wing of the mansion, as you just called it.
Exactly.
Seems fair enough, I suppose.
Yep.
I do want to go to the States for this next story.
Yeah.
Because if you turned on the telly at any point yesterday, you would have seen that the US had that total solar eclipse.
That looked so cool.
Eclipse mania is what went through the country.
It was palpable, absolutely everywhere. Lots of people gathered together to watch it, you know, what I'm sure is a once in a fortnight type event. There these moon events go.
Oh, give it up.
All wearing their dorky little eclipse glasses, which time machines as well, taking you back to the early 2010s.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like you're about to watch a 3D movie, you know, the new Transformers or something, like, to beat Katara.
The cardboard ones, like the old-fashioned ones, yeah.
Yeah, they all look so dorky. Anyway, everyone's there with their eclipse glasses. I say everyone. Some people obviously weren't. Because while data is not complete yet, According to Google Trends, which just tracks people's Google searches, there was a significant spike in searches for terms like why do my eyes hurt and my eyes hurt after the eclipse.
Oh.
How dumb.
You morons. Don't look up at the sun. How hard is it?
It's so simple. Just because it goes dark for, you know, whatever it is, a minute or 30 seconds or whatever, doesn't mean you can then look up at the sun forever afterwards.
So in some places, West Virginia is one, the searches for why do my eyes hurt have gone up over 100-fold.
You're kidding.
It's crazy. Like, they've peaked. They've never been searched more than they were yesterday. People just, like, you were showing me a video, Krivo, yesterday of Trump looking at the eclipse, the last one in 2017 or whatever, without any glasses on.
Yeah, he just looked up at it and then he sort of had the glasses in and around his eyes.
Like when ScoMo was doing that welding without his safety glasses on.
Oh my God. He took them
off to weld. It feels like that kind of level of incompetence.
That's what, ScoMo, I remember when he did that, he was like, oh, I can't see the welding properly, so I better take off the glasses.
I feel like that this is so dumb, because wouldn't the glasses, you would think, they'd be like, you know, magazine stalls and stuff like that. You'd see them everywhere on the street, so people would be selling them everywhere. Why not just pick up a pair of glasses?
This is my thing. There's whole businesses around these eclipse glasses. If it's a once-in-a-lifetime event, that's not a very good business.
They know something we don't.
I'm telling you.
Are you saying there's a conspiracy with eclipse glasses companies?
I'm just saying these rare moon events aren't as rare as they market. The other thing I think is really funny is that if you dive deeper into Google Trends and break it into subregions, you can actually follow the eclipse based on the My Eyes Hurt search.
That's hilarious.
So you see it spikes first in Texas, then next to Oklahoma, next to Kentucky. You can follow the eclipse path through Google Trends.
So what you're saying is the Midwest, their eyes are hurting.
What I'm saying is Americans, foolish as always.
New FM. The Novos.
It appears, actually, I've discovered, there's a new fad that's popped up and is gaining quite a bit of traction around the Hunter. So this is local. This is interesting. Okay. So being advertised across, well, mainly the Maitland and the surrounds community pages is actually a bit of hoedown throwdown line dancing classes.
What?
Line dancing is now a thing in our region. Did you know this?
No, I had no idea. I thought it only happened when it was somebody's birthday at Lone Star.
Oh, God, that takes it back, doesn't it?
I thought that was the only line dancing that happened in Australia.
Well, you would think so.
It's like an import from America.
Yeah, that's right, or like a themed party or somewhere.
It is a very American thing, isn't it?
It absolutely is, and that's why it's taken me such by surprise. But the thing is that I did a deep dive. This is not just happening around Maitland Way, like the Hunter Valley Way. This is out your way, Krivo. It's happening in Mayfield and Waratah. It's happening in Port Stephens. It's all across the region.
That's your way, Stephens?
Confession to make, I do sometimes get on my TikTok feed or like on Instagram Reels line dancing videos.
Oh,
that's the algorithm. It knows you.
And like, they always do them to contemporary songs.
Yes.
Like Rihanna or Ed Sheeran or something new. Taylor Swift, gets a fair run.
It's a gateway line dancing video, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, isn't it?
They're trying to introduce pop to, like, line dancing. It's great. But, yeah, so like I said, there's classes now all across the region and people are posting and, like, all the community pages going, hey, guys, quick question, do you know where all these classes are? So, like, everyone wants to go to these.
This is a big trend in our region, is what you're saying. It is.
So, but I think it's flown under the radar because during my deep dive, my investigation, these have been happening for, like, 2 years. So this is not as recent as what we thought.
It could be your neighbour. It could be your friend.
Well, you know what?
You never know who's a line dancer.
You say like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you reckon like line dancing is a very COVID-friendly form of dancing?
That's right.
Well, you're at a distance.
You can socially distance fairly easy because you're not like dancing with a partner most of the time.
No, you're not touching each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you can just go, oh, he's 1.5, he's 1.5, he's 1.5.
So you reckon this is a COVID thing?
I don't know. To me, that makes sense as an explanation.
Matches up. Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
If I bought you guys some funny hats and some cowboy boots, would you come line dancing with me?
What do you mean funny hats? They wear regular hats.
Cowboy hats, yeah, the fun hats.
Yeah.
I'll take you line dancing. We'll see how we go.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
What day is that again? I think I'm busy that day.
I got that thing on that day.
Yeah, just checking my calendar. Pretty full.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ads. And on the air now.
I'm not sure if they've started yet or if they're starting in the coming days, but the Stardust Circus tent is fully erect in Broadmeadow.
It is starting up.
Yeah, yes.
And that is the biggest erection in Broadmeadow right now.
Is it?
I don't know what the... I'm not sure what the park is called that it's on.
I know. It's across from the showground usually, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's across from, yeah, that like, Broadmeadow Shopping Centre on Griffiths Road there, sorry.
Okay.
When you see that, it is absolutely massive. The level of excitement builds.
Because that's about 2 minutes, maybe. 2 minute drive, if that, from the Hamilton Chateau.
Ooh, are you going to go?
So I've seen all the trucks kind of come and park up there and do their bits and bobs. And the tent has been there, but flaccid for, you know, like a few days now.
Yeah.
It has been erected. And then this morning, all the lights were on when I was driving to work.
So you can see the massive poles that they'd be using to hold it up.
Well, they haven't had the lights there. The lights haven't been on and, you know, around for the last couple mornings.
Okay.
Yeah, all lights on this morning. So they must be starting very soon.
Stephen's excited.
Yeah, he doesn't love the circus.
Yeah.
Broadmeadow.
Yep. Everyone's excited. Well, keep your eyes peeled, get your tickets ready, or buy them at the box office, I'm sure.
Yeah, there'll be plenty knocking about, I think. Yeah.
Friends of the show, Stardust Circus, so that is fantastic. Yesterday, my friend sent me this video, and it just brought back memories. Essentially, it was two blokes who were carrying a big TV down a set of external stairs outside a house.
Oh.
So it's one of those, like, Queenslander-type houses that are, like, elevated off the ground.
On stilts, yeah.
Yeah, so the first, like, where the living quarters, basically, are way up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the stairs had a turn. So they, like, went down halfway one way and then they turned back the other way.
A full pivot situation from Friends. I looked straight at you. I knew you were thinking the same thing.
Unfortunately, the pivot chat didn't go. So they just carried these and then both of them thought one would carry it a certain way at the turn and the other would carry it the other way.
Sure.
But they obviously just crossed wires and had totally different ideas and dropped the TV, a beautiful brand new TV, straight down the side of the outside of the building.
Dead.
Shattered. Into heaps of pieces.
Oh, dear.
I mean, hats off to whoever was filming and predicted these two buffoons would stuff it up.
Yeah, what are you doing to help? He's in there filming.
Got me thinking, what did you break while moving?
Oh, we've all broken something.
Oh, along the way, up for grabs, we've got a couple of tickets to the Knights versus Roosters this Thursday at McDonald Jones Stadium. You've got free tickets to the Knights. All you got to do is trade your pain, your misery in for these tickets.
I remember when I was a kid, we moved house.
Yeah.
But we moved from, I was on 12 of one street and moved to 24 of the same street.
Just down the road.
Literally just down the road. So we thought, you know what, we won't need to hire a removal truck. We can do it all ourselves.
Just walk down the street with your couch.
So I remember my dad and my uncle were carrying a coffee table thought they could carry it the whole way. Anyway, I don't know, and you know what, both of them still point fingers at each other to this day who dropped it, but one of them dropped it. And the glass on the coffee table just shattered all over the street.
Oh, my God.
Nightmare.
You should have got a removalist.
I remember moving one time and I borrowed like a horse trailer because you can fit heaps in. I was like, I can do it all in one go.
Yeah.
Anyway, got everything in and we had this big mirror. And I was like, if I sandwich it between, like, the mattress and the side, it'll be absolutely...
protected, yeah.
It'll be protected.
Mm.
Unfortunately, what I didn't realise is I'd, like, packed this... it's for, like, a coat hook in between the wall and the mattress, put it straight in, shattered straight away because it matches, like, squeezed the mirror against the side. Absolute nightmare.
Rookie mistake, Crebo.
Well, some would say that.
Well, it's, the first instinct is panic, isn't it?
Of course it is. And also fear, and then you cry because the most expensive thing that you probably own has just broken. But that's what happens when you move, especially, like, up and down stairs. You break everything. I broke my blender when I moved to Wollongong. Like, because I was up, like, two flights of stairs, and I didn't pack my, like, my blender properly. It's like one of those Ninja Bullet, NutriBullet ones, or the expensive
fancy
ones.
Yeah.
Didn't pack it in a proper box. Accidentally dropped it down the stairwell. Shattered. Everything broken.
What a nightmare.
Sounds like a bit of a rite of passage of moving.
Yeah, it breaking. Is.
4967-4105. Couple of tickets to the Knights versus Roosters this Thursday up for grabs.
Tomorrow night, prime time. Mm.
That's it. What did you break while moving is the area we move into here. In Cardiff, Katie, what did you break while moving?
A whole heap of us girls had to go move one of my friends out because her boyfriend was cheating on her. And we were like grabbing everything, just trying to move. And one of my friends had a plastic bag and she was just shoving things off her, like beside her bed. She had this chest of drawers. And so one of her dogs passed away and it was in like this like container thing.
Like the ashes.
Yeah, the ashes was like sealed and it was in like this box, but she had like her rings and jewelry in this little jewelry holder. Anyway, we were carrying all of this stuff out and one of my girlfriends was holding that loaded up and she hit the side of the like a concrete pillar it cracked it. And so that went all through one of the bags and all through like her earrings and rings and we were just like, oh my God, that's awful. And then she cried. So it was really devastating day for her.
Situation gets worse.
On the bright side though, always carrying the dog with her.
Well, I mean,
it's true.
Do so.
You've crossed the line there, Ari.
Sorry.
We're to Newcastle next. Jared, what did you break while moving, mate?
Actually, I was moving my mum's house and my nan was with us and she fell down the stairs and broke her ankle.
So she broke herself.
You broke Nan.
Oh, my God.
Less than ideal.
Yeah.
Recovered all right?
Yeah, she's got pins in her ankle, so she's all good now.
No, well, not, work
titanium
out stronger.
Titanium woman.
Yeah, that's it.
Airport security has never been the same, unfortunately, has it?
105.3. UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Let's get it, team. Lowest to Lux. Here we go. Top billing game. If you get this, you win a prize. All you have to do is, out of three things, you got to list three items from the least expensive to the most, lowest to Lux.
Yep, that's it. Very simple. Two tickets to the Progressive Dinner to celebrate 150 years of Wall's End, worth $160, if you don't mind.
Yes. The Nova Castorian vying for said prize. Emily in Rankin Park, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you going?
Very well, thanks. You excited? You know, feeling confident?
Yeah, I've been trying for a few days to get through, so today's my day.
Today is your day, and that's such a positive outlook.
Yeah, I can feel it in the air.
I have a good feeling about this one today. We need a winner.
All right, well, let's give Em the three items now.
Okay, here we go. The first item for you this morning is a wire laundry hamper cabinet in the colour white from Kmart at Glendale. That's your first one. Your next is going to be the 64 gig Samsung Galaxy Tablet A9. And then your third and last item will be the 1 kilo beef rib roast from the butchery on Brunca in Adamstown. Oh. All right, Emily. So just a quick recap there. The wire laundry hamper cabinet from Kmart, the Samsung Galaxy tablet, and of course the 1 kilo beef rib roast from the butchery on Brunca. Have you got those sorted, Emily?
Okay, I'll go the roast first and then the Kmart item and then the Samsung.
They're very confident. God, cost of meat is through the roof at the moment, Em. Mm. You're happy to put that as the cheapest?
Well, I can't visualise what the Kmart thing looks like, so I'm just saying that.
I think it's just a
hamper.
Is it like, you mean just like a wire thing you put a few clothes in?
It's dry.
Like a basket, is it?
Yeah, it's a basket.
Wire basket.
Can I swap them then if it's just a little basket?
Yeah, of course. You know what I mean.
We don't normally allow that sort of stuff.
We haven't locked it in yet. It's okay. Oh,
yeah.
All right.
And we didn't say the size. I mean, size does matter, they say.
Apparently.
All right, what are the dimensions?
Look.
Well, he's called your bluff there, Krimo.
I don't know what the dimensions are. I don't have it in front of me. Ari's a quiz master today.
I'm not giving away too many details. We can't cheat. We can't cheat.
All right, we'll just.
Okay.
We need a final answer.
Okay,
from
Emily.
Him.
This is Kyle.
Right, I'll go Kmart, then Roast, then Samsung.
All right.
Right. Okay.
All right.
Is that a lot? Have you locked that in?
Locked in.
Okay. Cost of laundry products through the roof at the moment.
Oh, sure. Right, leave her alone.
Electronics are so cheap. All-time low, I hear.
Okay. Right. So, the laundry hamper cabinet in the colour white from Kmart is going to cost you $39. So, that's your first.
All right. Okay. So, to stay in the game, you need the roast to cost more than, what was it again?
$39.
Yeah.
Okay. The 1 kilo beef rib roast from the very fancy butchery on Brunca in Adamstown.
Fancy,
I know, a new word. $65.
You're still in the game here, Emily.
Sorry.
Indeed.
The 64 gig Samsung Galaxy Tab A9, $529.
Oh, she's ready, Emily. Yeah. It was a good one. I can hardly hear what you're saying there. Your phone's a little patchy, but you are off to enjoy this progressive dinner at Wall's End. Well done.
Yay, thank you.
Woo.
You are very welcome. See how easy it is to be a local winner?
We've seen this kick before. It's all good. It is a try. It's a delightful Newcastle try. Threatening to blow this game apart. Takes it. Oh, he might have just done it. Absolutely gorgeous for tonight.
Yeah, after a great result on Friday.
Belted
against
result.
The Dragons.
In the rain.
This man was, I guess, integral in that performance. Jack Cogger. He'll be trying to replicate it tomorrow night again as we take on the Roosters. Thanks for joining us, Jack.
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
No.
Welcome.
The pleasure is all ours. And, yeah, as Ari said, welcome. Welcome back home. Knights Junior. Enjoying being back in Newey?
Yeah, love it, mate. Who doesn't love Newcastle? And we're starting to win some games now, so it doesn't get much better.
Perfect.
Cost of living through the roof as well. You're back in with Mum and Dad at all, or what's the situation?
Plenty of dinner at Mum and Dad's and the in-laws. So.
Yeah.
So we have to get our own place after being out for so long, but yeah, plenty of going back and getting the washing done and eating dinners.
Yeah, nice one.
That's what they're there for.
Save where you can.
Haven't even bought a washing machine, have you?
We'll look forward to tomorrow night's game very soon. But as we look back to last week, oh my God, it was so wet. Unbelievable conditions. Are you someone who enjoys playing in the rain?
Yeah, I did actually. It was pretty fun. You don't really get to do that too often. Like that was as a kid, as an adult, that was the worst I've ever played in. Like for the full 80 minutes. Like, there's been some times where it's rained pretty heavy, but it was torrential for 80 minutes.
I've
never experienced.
It is like one of the most dramatic things in sport, isn't it? Playing in like pouring down rain, you feel like a completely different superhuman, don't you?
Yeah, that's
well, it's something we don't experience in beautiful Newcastle very often,
that's
either.
That's right.
Like,
the weather's train so good.
That.
True.
That's it.
Right, yeah.
Another
thing that I know, it really does. That, like, even the wind that you get, I've noticed that in Newcastle. When the wind's up coming off the ocean, it can be pretty windy. So not only was the rain a bit of a thing to deal with last week, the northerly that was coming over that family hill was something else to deal with.
Yeah, I hate to be a kicker. Another thing that came out of last week's game, a lot made online about the Millie Ball Bradman Best interview in the sheds after. Now, obviously they're friends and, you know, there's not much to it, but have you guys been giving him a hard time in the sheds or what's going on?
Well, that's just Braddy all the time. He's never got a shirt on. Standard for us.
Yeah, when you go into, if you go into his like bedroom, you open up the drawers. Yeah, socks. Yeah, undies. Shirt drawer empty, and then it just goes straight to shorts. Plenty of them. That sort of situation.
Yeah, that's Bradman.
Yeah.
Back to you, though, Jack. Obviously, you've signed a 3-year contract with the club at the end of last year. How was your start personally to the season been with the side?
Yeah, well, I came in and started off the interchange bench, playing a bit of hooker, just through, you know, Jaden Brayley, one of our skippers, wasn't fit in time for round one, so I played that role and then played a bit of halfback, and now in the number six the last week and will be this week as well. So, yeah, it's been, I wouldn't say unsettling, it was kind of always the plan. But, yeah, probably as a team, the way we started with a couple of losses wasn't the ideal start. But, yeah, in general, I've been pretty, let's not say happy, because we haven't won all those games, but yeah, it's been a good transition back to the club.
Yeah, confidence.
Well,
like
you
it.
Did win, you know, last Friday. Hopefully you win tomorrow night. And then after that, you got 10 days off. If you do win, is there a chance to sneak a few beers at any point? 10 days off? What are the club rules?
We'll go for the win. It's normally, you got to win. That's a bit of a...
Number one rule, yeah.
we'll get through that, and then, yeah, I'm sure... have a few
celebratory lagers.
Maybe a mid-strength.
A midi
of mid-strength, eh?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, best of luck tomorrow night, mate. Like we said, they're at McDonald Jones Stadium. They're playing the Roosters. Blockbuster, get your tickets and fill out the stadium. Show the boys your support.
And now for New FM's Weather Whiz Kid, Arlo.
Kids World Adventure Playland. Jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime, so stay all day. Open now, Charlestown and Green Hills. New FM's Weather Whiz Kid.
Good morning. My name is Arlo Skinner. I'm 7 years old in year two at Millers Forest Public School today. Weather Whiz Kid. Today, weather forecast is windy with possible showers later today, top of 19 degrees right now in Nelson's Bay at 16 degrees. Now back to the Novos on 105.3 New FM.
Yeah! Well done. Only gone and done it. Bit of a journey. We got there.
Fantastic.
Certainly was.
He said windy there, Arlo. I think understatement.
Yeah. Very windy.
Blowing a gale out.
But that
there.
Is not Arlo's fault. That's whoever wrote the script. Because, boy, it is a windy.
You've absolutely smashed it. Well
good
done,
job,
mate.
Good job.
You've scored your very own birthday party as well. A Kids World Adventure Playland where you can jump, climb, party and play. Unlimited playtime to stay all day. They are open now at Charlestown and Green Hills. You can book at kidsworldplay.com.au. And if you want to be the next Weather Whiz Kid, make sure you hit to newfm.com.au. Put in your details there.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
And if you didn't know, over the weekend was daylight savings. And if you didn't know, you're late for work.
Yeah. Well, every day since.
Yesterday, I had training for the Mighty Carter Hawks.
Yeah.
Our first training session since the clocks have gone back.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dark and cold so early at training.
Yeah. That's miserable. Is the experience.
I don't know about you guys, but every time daylight savings switches over, both times throughout the year, whatever, it takes ages to acclimatize yourself. Like, it's so
you're
hard to get used
jet
to
lagged from like.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, this is, obviously we got talking about this. It's a big, you know, around the team chat
such
yesterday.
Such a classic water cooler conversation, yeah. Isn't
oh,
it?
Everyone, the office. Oh, it's a bit different time, isn't
oh,
it?
Oh, so light early this morning. Ooh, yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Anyway, our producer Chippy, something shocked you about the team. Now, have we got you there just for a chat for a minute
you
here?
You do indeed, yeah.
Now, what was it, just to let us know, that shocked you so much?
I couldn't believe that there's members of the team that don't change their clocks for daylight savings.
It's automatic.
They leave like analog clocks and just go, you know what? I'm going to remember that is the wrong time for 6 months of the year. It's an absolute no from me.
This annoys you quite a lot. How quickly do you change it on the day, or is it just the next time you're in the car?
Definitely on the day. This morning, my car's in the shop, so I'm driving my housemate's car, and he doesn't change it over either. So I got in the car and hit the panic button big time.
Oh, I thought you were late.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. I don't understand how people live their life like that.
Did you change the clock on his car?
I was this close. Oh, so close. But thought, you know what? I probably got to stuff up his routine of going, oh, you know what? It's out. Nah, couldn't do it.
And this is what we figured out here. There's two types of people. There's changers and non-changers. I think around the team between us, we're all, I'm a non-changer.
Yeah.
So every clock, in my car, there's two clocks. There's the one that's like in the dashboard.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's another one because they put some like different stereo in at some point.
Living the good life, are you? Two clocks, one car.
And that, both show completely different times from when I've like changed the battery or something.
Stuff. Yeah, yeah.
I just never change it. In fact, the way I see clocks is, right? Every time you see a clock, that's just a reminder to check the time.
That's
to look at the time
ludicrous.
On your phone.
Just check the right clock.
That, yeah.
I've got a different one on the stove, different one on the wall. They're all just different.
I'm definitely a time lever. Like, look, I have an iPhone, okay? I have a Mac. They all automatically change. So I'll be having no analogs in my life.
That's different again.
I'm a non-changer as well. But your claim, Cremo, that a clock is there to just remind you to check the time is outrageous. I can't defend that.
That is ludicrous.
Because I'm a non-changer out of pure laziness rather than anything else.
Well, yeah, sure.
Because you just have to change it back again.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Every 6 months, it's right.
It's the same argument you have every day as a kid where mum's like, make your bed. And you're like, I'm just going to unmake it tonight when I get home.
And I still live by that argument, Steve.
All right, 4967-4105. Are we in the minority here or the majority here? Are you a time changer or are you a non-time changer?
In Charlestown, morning, Robbie. Are you a changer or a lever?
I'm a changer.
Oh.
The day of, Robbie?
The morning of.
The morning of.
Wow.
Surely not. Like, wait, do you do it? You're not doing it. You're doing it the next morning though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I wake up.
Oh, okay. All right. One for Team Changer at this point. Chippy, maybe not as lonely as he thinks over there on his island.
Well, he has been on an island thus far.
Yeah, but
thus far. I don't know. He's got no friends in studio, unfortunately. But you're right. That's one, I guess, very organised Nova Castrian. And unfortunately for us, you know, we live in a job where we're not, like, hit by deadlines and stuff like that. I guess other Novacastrians in the office.
Yeah, they need to be there at a certain time. Ah, well, there we go. 100% of callers on Chippy's side.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
So with this colder weather, my firewood gathering activities have intensified.
Ooh.
Yesterday.
Like a squirrel.
Yeah, I am.
Ready for hibernation.
Exactly. The pile out the back of the house at the moment, not a single bit of it cut, is massive.
Really?
So the cutting will begin. I get excited about this. I do like gathering firewood.
Are you a bit of an axe wielder, Creevo?
I'm all right. Yeah.
Yeah, are you going to split your own wood?
No, you don't use the axe, do you?
Not for
a big saw or something.
Yeah, with a big drop saw or cut
no,
a hole.
No, that's
yeah.
No fun.
Well, once you've split a bunch of wood with an axe, you might change your mind.
Do you ever watch them when you go like the Maitland Show or something? Yeah. You see all the like axe choppers, the lumberjacks. Do you ever think, I could do that way quicker if I had a saw with me?
And a plano?
Yeah, well, plano's mandatory, but saw is faster. Yeah, I don't know why they're doing that. Good question.
Maybe that's a new sport for you, Cremo.
Just so you can cut stuff quicker with a saw. Tradies love this one sport. They would be into it. Well, you're right. Maybe there is a sporting career ahead for me still.
Mm-hmm.
Never give up on your dreams. If I were to build a Mount Rushmore of TV shows growing up,
okay.
I think Mythbusters would make the cut.
Oh, as in like greatest of all time?
Yeah, I think it'd make my four somehow.
It's very nostalgic, isn't it?
Did you guys like the show growing up?
Oh, I loved it. Watched it every afternoon after school. Watched it even during school.
I had
that was a staple.
I had a bit of a mixed reaction. Sometimes,
really?
Sometimes I would love it and then sometimes I'd go, this is stupid, why are they doing this?
Well, you're not amazed by, like, everything that they tested out.
I think the earlier seasons were better. Is my general instinct. I like the early days.
It was a banging TV show. I really did enjoy it. For those who are unfamiliar with the show, just to catch you up, it follows Adam Savage and Jamie Heineman are the two main guys there. Basically, they just test the validity of rumours and TV shows, movies, news stories, all the bits and bobs. Now, of course, as you've alluded to there, Crevo, sometimes it was a bit silly. So you take the results with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
I would often question the scientific integrity of their experiments. But it is a TV show. It's made for entertainment. Entertainment first, scientific research second. Mm. However, one of the episodes has now got a man released from jail.
This is amazing. How's that happen?
Buckle in. This story is wild. So to take you back to the start, John Galvin is the guy's name. He was sentenced to 35 years in prison, found guilty of setting alight a house, killing two brothers inside. Now, at the time, Galvin confessed the crime, which he now claims was a false confession brought upon by intimidating interrogation tactics. Mm. Essentially, he says it was forced out of him.
Right.
In his confession, he said he had set the house alight with a Molotov cocktail.
It's one of those glass bottles with like
a bowl of liquor with a rag at the top.
And you light it on fire.
Or white spirit or something.
Right, sure. Yeah.
So he said he'd lit that with a cigarette. This becomes important later because fast forward 21 years, Galvin's in jail. He's probably sick of watching MASH or whatever's on, the jail. It's always reruns of MASH, I assume.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
So he's decided to change the channel in jail TV. And running is an old episode of Mythbusters.
Right.
They tested the exact scenario of which he confessed. So they're basically, in that episode, testing if you can light one of these, I guess, homemade explosives with a cigarette. And they found that it was impossible to do so.
Wait, what?
So you need a full, flame rather than just a hot ash of a cigarette.
Is essentially what they concluded from their experiment. They've gone, actually, there's no way it's possible to light one of these with just the end of a cigarette.
So you're telling me that he was proved innocent.
So he calls his lawyer. They've proven through Mythbusters episode, that it was, in fact, a false confession. And he's released from jail 21 years after being sentenced.
Wouldn't you be filthy, though? You spent 21 years in prison. You might as well stay the extra 9.
Well, I was going to say it'd be more along the lines of you'd wish you'd seen that episode earlier.
Yeah,
21 years earlier. Because it would have got you out of jail. But still, amazing, though, right, to get out of jail.
I just can't believe, we've got a bit of evidence for you. The wheel in the old TV. You used to watch, shows on as a kid at school. They wheel that into the courtroom.
It's always on a squeaky cart.
Yeah.
Your Honour, I present to you evidence. Let's play the full episode.
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. Out you go.
Yeah.
Mythbusters is law, I guess, is the conclusion.
Crazy, crazy story.
Yeah, I don't know what you take from that, except it's extraordinary.
UFM. De Novos.
Things are getting very exciting now because Rob Mills is in the studio.
Woo-hoo! Morning, guys.
Morning. Indeed.
Welcome. Yes, so in case you hadn't heard of Rob Mills, where are you? Where have you been?
Yeah.
Music industry legend, actor, TV host, Aussie heartthrob. What else could you want?
Jesus, this is good. I'm blushing.
He actually is.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing, though. You've done pretty much everything. I mean, you started on stage for many years, Wicked, Hairspray, Jesus Christ Superstar, performed at Carol's by Candlelight. I could, list the whole resume.
Thank you.
I won't embarrass you too much, though, right?
I'll finish at 9 o'clock today. Yeah,
come on, Ari. He's on the schedule.
But one of the main reasons why you're in here today, we get to see you now in the pop musical Anne Juliet, which is playing in Sydney. How's that going?
It is the best thing I've ever done. Honestly, my career sort of spans over 20 years now. I mean, take away the video store, as I was talking about before off air, and singing in pubs. This is probably the best thing I've ever been a part of. It's a jukebox musical where the songs actually make sense with the story. They actually progress the storyline. And songs of Britney Spears, NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, Celine Dion, Justin Timberlake, Demi Lovato, Katy Perry, like the list goes on. Mm-hmm. Max Martin has written all these songs. He's the modern day Shakespeare.
Right.
And they're all in this one show written by a guy called David West Reed. David West Reed, you'd know, he was one of the writers on Schitt's Creek. So,
oh, yes.
And if you love Schitt's Creek, you're going to love this show because Schitt's Creek's all about love and joy and self-deprecating humour.
Yes.
There's plenty of that.
So there are so many jokes throughout the whole thing. It's like watching a comedy with songs.
Exciting.
Yeah, one of the things I think I love about it, it's a play within the play because I play William Shakespeare as if we are rewriting the ending of Romeo and Juliet. Well, my wife, who played by very brilliantly by Amy La Palma, plays Anne Hathaway in the show, and she says, the ending of the show, William, is shit. and I'm like, is it? And everyone looks around and goes, yeah, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bleak. Maybe we can make a bit more of a happy ending to the show. So
yes.
She takes the quill off me and then we start rewriting the play in front of the audience, basically.
Great concept.
It's so good.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's just a brilliant concept. And as I said, these songs kind of make sense in the show. Like everything from Britney Spears' Hit Me Baby One More Time to Everybody Backstreet's Back. William Shakespeare writes himself into a boy band so he can live out
so
his boy
fun.
Band fantasy, which is also my fantasy, being in a boy band as well. So it's typecast, definitely typecast.
Well, you've been doing the rounds. You've been in Perth and in Melbourne as well. What have the reception been like in those cities leading into Sydney?
Mate, huge. So we opened in Melbourne last year. We did 6 months and then we had a little break. We went to Singapore and then to Perth. And as I said, I've never been a part of a show that has so much hype and buzz around it after a show. Usually like, oh, we saw a show. It was great. That was a very lovely musical. Yeah. This is like people like, oh my God, this changed my life. I'm coming back. Like,
that is the reaction you want.
Yeah. After every show, I said to
dream scenario
to our producer the other day, I go, we need to do some more Vox Pops. Like, just, I want to go out and meet the audience straight after the show. And I think after doing a show for a long time, even for our performers, like it's good. It's a good reminder for us as actors on stage. Because we're doing 8 shows a week.
Yeah.
Just the effect that it has on the punters and on the people that come and see the show. My mate, I went for a walk with him the other day, and he's like, that 3 hours escapism from the kids and just me and my wife having a date night. He goes, I really needed that. I didn't realize how much I needed just that escapism and just that pure joy and fun.
Sold.
Like
phones down.
Exactly. It is. It's the moment you everyone puts their phones down. I was talking to a friend of mine about this the other day. It's like that good art allows you to feel the things you didn't know you needed to feel.
Mm.
And not only can you do that in a theatre, you get to feel it en masse with everyone else.
Exactly.
So that the collective feeling or the collective sigh or the collective laugh. It's the energy that you get to feel in the theatre. It's the only place still that, you know, we're hearing about music festivals getting shut down across the country.
Yeah.
It's the only place now where you can still go and experience something with other people.
As a collective.
Yeah, at a pretty reasonable price compared to like a Taylor Swift, you know, ticket. Like, it's a pretty, you know.
It's good value.
Times
are tough, guys.
Times are tough, yeah. Come see the show and experience not only great songs and a pop rock concert setting, but a great story of love and joy and second chances, I suppose, yeah.
And a great concept as well.
Well, down the M1 you go if you want to say this.
Quickly.
In Sydney.
Might be able to school holidays coming up.
Yeah. Buy your tickets like yesterday.
And you might meet Rob. Apparently he's out there getting Vox Pops.
Mate, one of my favourite things in Melbourne, we have great sport and I feel like you guys are very similar here in Newcastle. You love your theatre and you love your live and arts and entertainment, but you also love your sport. Go down to the nights, you know, on the weekend, down in Sydney when they're playing a game, and then just take in a show as well.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying. Make it a full weekend. Don't just go for the day. Go for the night.
Sorted.
You know, like.
I love that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. Everyone, buy your tickets ASAP, and let's keep, great theatre going in this country. We appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, guys.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
So still doing this little move-in stint with my partner Mitch, right, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Well, it's great, but little update for you. I've developed a really bad habit, and I don't know if Mitch has noticed yet. So since moving in with him, I've started to raid his wardrobe and steal all of his jackets and clothes and stuff. And I, you know, subtly put it back at the end of the day. But I'm like stealing his clothes and wearing them.
A tale as old as time.
Girlfriend moves in, girlfriend steals boyfriend's clothes.
Oh, you thought it was your hoodie, did you?
Yeah.
Not anymore.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
Do your partners do that to your clothes as well?
Yeah.
So I'm not the only one.
Oh. Tale as old as time.
Yeah.
And it's so unfair. Because whenever I steal my wife's clothes, she gets really upset about it.
And you look great in that crop top.
I agree.
I've always said that to you.
But she's like, oh, you're stretching it. Stop wearing it. All that stuff. So unfair.
It's tough being a bloke these days, isn't it?
It is.
You know what? It really is. We get
life's unfair.
So many struggles that are just not even talked about enough.
Well, sorry. Sorry to all the men out there then.
That's all right. Well, apology accepted. Now, plant-based meats or these, like, faux meats have become increasingly popular and there's been a lot more media about them the last couple of years.
Yeah, so vegans can feel better about themselves and fit in with a barbecue.
Well, I've tried a lot of them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you've got a brother who's vegetarian,
and
right?
And my mum is vegetarian as well. So I grew up in a household that ate a lot of vegetarian food.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say predominantly, but at least 50% vegetarian food.
Oh, wow.
So I've tried a lot of them.
Fake sausages and stuff.
I think the main problem is, like, some of them do taste good, but they do not taste like the meat at all that they're trying to imitate.
No.
If you just label it as, like, a different food, you'd be like, oh, this is all right. I guess it tastes okay, but it doesn't taste like meat.
And some of the texture as well is quite plasticky. Like, yeah. It feels a bit funny.
There's different and odd textures in and amongst it. But they've really, obviously, what they're trying to do, as you've alluded to, Stephen, is create something that tastes like meat.
Yeah, yet to find it.
Yeah, when you look at the ingredients list as well, they're often filled with, like, long lists of odd-sounding ingredients like pea protein, potato starch, coconut oil, mycoproteins, all these sorts of things.
And you're thinking, whatever that means.
Exactly. Whatever that means. Yeah. I just want a burger.
Yeah.
But now, to try and tackle this issue, because it never became more evident how unpopular stuff is during the pandemic when all the panic buying happened.
Oh, yeah. Right, all the shelves are still full.
Everything's been cleaned out except the vegetarian section. All the tofu and stuff's left there. People will do anything but eat that. They'd rather starve, basically, for the large portion of the population. A few, like, new startups, though, in the game are planning on adding one more ingredient to the mix, animal fat.
Whoa. That doesn't make any sense.
Their idea is, well, look, it's still better for the environment to have these, like, you know, veggie burgers, but just a bit of animal fat in there. But that defeats the purpose, doesn't it?
It does. But do you reckon that's just for flavour, though?
Absolutely. Okay. That's the idea. Right.
That's where the flavour of meat comes from, is the fat.
The fat of meat. Yeah. Exactly. So, but what is the point, really? Like, if you just love the flavour of meat so much, eat meat. Don't pretend you're not eating it and try and virtue signal that you're all good.
Oh, and just, you cannot... Yeah, that's not the alternative, is it? You can't use meat to make something taste like meat. That, you're right. It just defeats the whole purpose.
That it is. It's like buying a sugar-free yogurt and then adding sugar to it.
Yeah.
Why have you
it
done
tastes
it?
Better.
Yeah, of course it does, because you've now got sugar in it. I don't think this is the answer. I think they just need to either figure out a better way to make it taste like meat.
Or give up on it.
Or give up, like you said. Completely. Just eat meat if you need to.
New FM.
Bonobos. We are pretty much done for the day. A little bit of housekeeping to handle, though, don't we? Let's give away some night tickets, shall we?
Yes. Oh, if we must. Only local winners here, of course, on New FM.
Of course.
Who we want to give our double to?
Oh, Jared in Newcastle. Why does he deserve that, Ari?
I reckon because, this was the funniest call I think we've had on air today. While we were chatting, rather, about things that you break while moving, his grandma broke her foot, her ankle, rather, while helping move, like, what was it, a couch or something?
Something down the stairs.
Yeah.
And they had to get pins in there as well.
Yeah, poor thing.
I think breaking grandma's worse than breaking a telly.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
Last time I checked. Have a great day, everyone. Have a great Wednesday.
What are we up to? Anything exciting this arvo? You chopping wood, Groovo?
Yeah, maybe. I'll see. I might be working.
Still have to calm down after Rob Mills joined us in the studio. I'm panicked.
You were flustered.
to.
Yes.
I'll cut up that audio. I'll chuck it on the new FM website for you so you can relive it. I think I'm off for the Spiegel tent tonight.
Ooh, oh, finally.
Yeah, that's Limbo good. The Return. You've sold me on it, Ari. Yes. So I think Siobhan and I are going to go check that out. Fingers crossed we can get a park anywhere near it.
I think you're better off parking near the Hamilton Chateau.
Oh, trust me, I know a secret spot. I'll fill you in off air.
Ooh, I'm excited for
juicy.
That.
Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow.
Catch up.
Bye.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.